Hello, welcome to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. And an old friend asked, nay, demanded to come on the show to discuss Timo Meier trade. So he has put together his best Timo Meier package trades, and I'm going to say yay or nay to them. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked On Sharks.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, J.D. Young, contributor at Fear the Fin, RIP. And San Jose Hockey Now. I want to thank you for making Locked On Sharks your first listen. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. And of course, you can watch on YouTube as well. And the great Kyle Demetrius joins because he wants to talk Timo trade. And I can't deny Kyle coming on the podcast to talk Timo trade. So Kyle, how's it going, buddy?
I heard the words Timo package.
And you had to, yes, you had thoughts.
Yeah, who doesn't want to discuss Timo's package? I love that the game ended and the next morning he was already in Mexico, just instantly posting on Instagram. He doesn't post on Instagram all year. As soon as he hits the beach, posts.
We know that's the Timo Meier we know and love. So yeah, we're going to talk Timo Meier trade. We're going to talk about Bo Horvat and how that kind of sets the table for the Timo Meier trade. And, you know, we've already heard that that's going to be kind of the template and why the Sharks should just be trying to get an A prospect instead of 1,000 B prospects. But before we do that, do want to, today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. All right. Bo Horvat traded to the Islanders for protected first round pick, Atu Rautio. Well, you love yourself some Atu Rautio.
Oh, I love Atu Rautio. That's amazing.
Yes. But they got basically kind of two like B level prospects.
Well, Anthony Beauvillier is not a B level prospect. Anthony Beauvillier is not a prospect at all.
Yeah.
He's been in the league for like 5 years at least. I think the big thing there though was that the Islanders are terrible and Lou Lamoriello is a dinosaur that needs to be out of the league. He's 80. Did you know he's 80?
Yes. Yes. I was reminded. And the whole like your number can't be over 40 thing.
The Lou rules are so stupid.
Insane.
So. It's so dumb. Imagine it. Yeah, no, it's so dumb. But I think the big thing there was that since the Islanders are bad, they're not going to make the playoffs this year. Probably. They got to hope Vancouver's got their fingers crossed that they fall into that top 12, because next year I don't see how they're better than the top 12 next year. So Vancouver could be looking at a mid-teens pick this year and then next year having two mid-teens picks just by virtue of Vancouver being bad again.
Yep.
Or they move up a little bit and the Islanders fall back. So I think getting
you're probably gonna have two like top 15 picks probably between
I think, you know, that's probably the hope, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if they get 13 and 14 this year, I'm probably not complaining that much, but I think the real play here is kind of looking for next year. I don't know why the Islanders did this trade at all. It's like somebody playing, I saw somebody tweet that it's like playing NHL 23. Yeah. And they're not doing it longer than one season.
Nope. Yeah,
so good. I don't really get it. But in the reference of Timo, if they traded Timo for this package, Mike Grish should be fired.
Yeah. You know, and there's gonna be a lot of, you know, Horvat and Meier, there's a lot of similarities there. You know, if you look at their scoring and stuff like that, they're both really close. I think Bo's got a couple more goals this year, but I think Timo has been a little bit more consistent the past couple years. I'm going to throw out the 2 years, the kind of the first 2 years under Bob Bugner. You and I have both discussed this, and we think Evander Kane basically stole Timo Meier's job. And if Evander Kane wasn't on the team, I think Timo Meier, we would have seen this Timo Meier from a much longer, you know, kind of longer time. But, you know, I think that is kind of going to be the starting package, but you have to get more. You have to get more, especially because, I mean, the Sharks can retain.
He's an RFA.
He's an RFA. The Sharks can retain up to 50% of his salary. They've already said that they're more than happy to do that. So you're basically getting Timo Meier for $3 million for the end of the season. And the Sharks have already said you can go ahead and start negotiating a long-term contract with Timo Meier. So, and Timo Meier's younger. And I think he's like 18 months younger.
One year. Yeah. He's a 96 and Horvat's a 95 or whatever it is. But like,
yeah,
the RFA is the big thing. Cause you can sign him.
Yeah,
he's not going anywhere if you get him.
Yeah, if you can't get his deal, you know, if you can't get a deal, you can play the RFA game, play 1 year, see how Timo fits in a full year in your system, and then try to work out a long-term deal. Or you can turn around and trade him again at the next deadline type of thing, if you're a team. So that's maybe a team like Toronto, or maybe a team that's a little bit more cap-strapped. That's what you could try to do. Or you could trade his rights at the sometime this summer, too. So, yeah there's you
and,
have
and with, some flexibility. With them and with them retaining 50% or whatever they're going to retain, he can basically fit into anybody's team because it's prorated for the last like 25 games. So it'd be 3 million prorated down for the last 20 games. Teams can make it work. I don't think there's really going to be an issue unless you're like right up against it, but teams always make a way to work. Look at Vegas for their entire life.
And you know, another thing too is Timo is now the best player potentially available on the free market.
I think he was better than Horvat anyway. I don't think it changed.
Yeah. So this could actually too maybe try. I know other guys like Patrick Kane are potentially available. But I still think Timo Meier is the best player on the available at the trade deadline because one, you can sign him right now and you can sign him to a long term extension. And two, now he's like the only commodity, right? Especially now that Bo Horvat has been traded. Hopefully this can drive the price up for teams because now there's an actual competition bidding for him.
Well, yeah, and it's good that Horvat went to the Islanders of all teams, because if he went to New Jersey or Carolina or the Rangers, teams we're going to talk about, that takes a suitor off of the board. The Islanders, I don't know why they did this, but the Islanders weren't a team that anybody's thinking of. When I made my list, like started making my list and I got to the Islanders, I was like, why did they do this? It doesn't make sense. So the Islanders really weren't in the running probably anyway. Would I have liked Atu Ratu? Yes. And would I have liked an unprotected first? Yes. But like Bovilia doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Especially in light of, I think there's a couple key factors as well. The most recent one is that Elliot Friedman had said that the Sharks would like another goalie prospect because just one thing they don't have, it's goalie prospects.
I think they want like that high-end goalie prospect, but it's not like there's a bajillion high-end goalie prospects. You could, you know, like growing on trees type of situation, you know? Like,
no. And there is a couple I have in my lists. There's only really one like super, super, super duper prospect that we'll get to. The others are like good prospects that they could possibly put in this deal. But like you had said before we started, that might come with like, they might trade somebody else for a goalie. Like they might trade Bonino and a fourth for Hugo Ahnefeldt. How do you say it? Agnefeldt to the Lightning. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying hypothetically, it might be that kind of deal. The other thing is that Chang had reported that the Sharks are looking for, I don't know if you have it up there. It's either a young NHL player, and a first, or two B-tier prospects, a young NHLer and a first. Is that correct?
I believe that's they're looking for three pieces, basically. So kind of mix and match, I would assume.
But if it's two Bs, but four pieces if it's two B-level prospects, and then a young NHL. I don't want anything to do with more B-level prospects.
We have an out
so
level.
Many. And it's like... So with Bordeleau and Eklund, like you were saying that they're A, but an A to me is Simon Nemeth. This is the guy that like Owen Power is an A. These are guys that are slotting into top pairs, top lines.
I would say Eklund's an A too, because I mean, he was, a lot of people consider him the best player in the draft that year when Owen Power went number one. So I would still consider Eklund. I would consider Eklund like an A- and Bordeleau like an A- B+ prospect. So, but I mean, I'm probably also overrating my own guys here. So
No. And I think if Eklund and Bordeleau are your top for Meier, you want somebody above above.
No, you want that. Like, that's the problem with the Sharks. They have a lot of B-level prospects.
They have Gushin. They have.
They don't have that crown, that blue chip prospect. That guy that's like gonna, you know, like you can build. That's gonna be like the centerpiece of your next core type of guy. So
yeah,
a guy that you can pair with Eklund and be like, okay, here's our core for the next 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think with Eklund and Bortolo, you're still looking to be like, okay, we have Eklund, but we need something else to put them together to like a Megazord is what they're trying to do. But like, there's so many B and C level prospects that if you're getting like, well, we'll get into it, but if you're getting Sharangovic and Shakir Makhmudalin, no, they have Sharangovic's on the team. I watch them every time. Shakir, who cares? They have so many D. Like, why? We don't need more. Like, they might be like a little bit higher end Bs, but at the same time, if you, especially with how the Sharks are going, they have so many loser points. They have the least amount of wins, but are still fifth from the bottom.
Yes.
Blows my mind. If they keep getting these loser points and keep fighting and clawing for points, which is the player's right, obviously.
Yes.
They're probably not going to be in that top 2-3, which is where you really want to be. They might. They still might. There's a lot of variables at play. But if you're adding Edward Saleh instead of Adam Fantilli, again, you're not adding that bona fide rock star. You're adding a almost famous rock star, which could work out because you have a bunch of them. But like, this is the Meyer trade is a really good way to kickstart. It's either going to kickstart the rebuild really, really well, or it's going to set the franchise back. There's no in between.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, before we get into, so Kyle's done his homework and going to pitch me trades. Do want to let you guys know, Kyle did his homework for the first time. Yes. Do want to let you guys know about our friends over at FanDuel. The Super Bowl is here, and there's only one thing you need. That's FanDuel, America's number one sports book. We're really excited about the new sports betting partner for Locked On because they're the number one sports book in America. If you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. Download FanDuel now so you can bet on Super Bowl 57 with a no sweat first bet. You get to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on anything from money line to point spreads to who will score a touchdown. Again, Jalen Hurts rushing touchdown just feels right to me. So the FanDuel Sportsbook app is safe, secure, and super easy to use. Best of all, you can get your paid your winnings instantly. So join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/lockedon to claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. All right.
Really leveled up from Bet Online Offshore Bermuda Gambling to FanDuel.
Yeah, FanDuel. Yeah, we just started with them. It's pretty exciting. So, yeah. But
that's quite the upgrade.
Yes.
one felt very sketchy. One is FanDuel.
So who, give me your best one. Your the one that you were kind of wanting the most.
And the one that makes me the hardest in my pants.
The one that is probably going to make me feel the worst. So, because I have a feeling I know where you're going.
Oh, see, I have two two trades that
your A-level trades. So
I would like to preface this with I'm way less online than I used to be, which is great. Highly recommend it to everybody else. I do not want Meyer to go to the Devils.
I'm so over it.
Every Devils fan is like basically I saw somebody making lineups with Meyer and they still had Mercer, Sharangovic, and Holtz in their lineup. And I was like, what are we doing? How? This doesn't even make sense. I don't want to go to the Devils. I hate the Devils discourse. Nobody likes the Devils. They ruined hockey for like 15 straight years with the trap. Martin Brodeur cheated on his wife with his wife's sister.
As a Flyers fan growing up, I hated the Devils. We both know how our feelings on Scott Stevens. He can get out of here. Give me your Devils pick.
It's also boring. Who cares about the Devils? The Devils have never moved the needle once. Not one time. The Devils versus Kings final in 2012 or whatever. Probably, I bet you those ratings suck. But anyway, can you say?
I don't know. I'm probably got to. Yeah, it's okay.
Godspeed. Okay, but I do think the Devils offer quite.
They have the match. They have the most stuff to give up.
No.
Oh,
there's a little team northwest of them called the Buffalo Sabres. They have a lot of stuff, but I think if you can go Meyer and whatever for Nemec, Holtz, and a first. I think that's probably the best possible package you could pull out of anybody's team. Obviously,
what if you ask for Luke Hughes? Because the Sharks, they have.
I think
the Sharks have no defensive, like no superstar defensive prospects that you're excited about, right? We know Gandler Rock, I think, is going to be a solid player. Like, you know, Havlid, he's spent most of the year injured so far. He's getting his feet underneath him in the SHL. What if you ask for Luke Hughes and something else?
I mean, if you ask for Luke Hughes and a first and that's it, I would be happy.
I think like, I would, I mean, too.
I didn't include Luke Hughes because they're probably not trading their best prospect. And also Jack's brother. I think if Jack wasn't there, maybe there's a little bit more chance, but I don't think it should factor in that they're brothers. Who gives a shit? Like Pavel Bure wasn't out here demanding to play with Valerie. Nobody Sergei Fedorov didn't play, demand to play with Fedorov.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you split them up, and he's also their best prospect. It's probably a much harder sell, but if they want to do Hughes in like a third, I would still take it.
I would do it because I think,
because you're getting the best possible prospect that's probably available.
You're getting the player who could be better than Timo Meier out of that situation. Like that's the other thing too. It's like all these things is any of these guys going to be better than Timo Meier? Probably not, but if you get Luke Hughes, you can at least talk yourself into there's a path where Luke Hughes could be better than Timo Meier down in the future. And then the Sharks need a blue line, a superstar blue liner.
Yeah, he is left-handed, which I don't really care about.
The Sharks have 1,000 left-handed defensemen now.
Yeah, I know, but like if the option is a worse forward prospect or a better left-handed, just take the better left-handed D and figure it out. Yeah, I would take Luke Hughes in a heartbeat in any sort of like package. But I doubt Hughes is going to be on the table. Either Hughes's. Both Hughes's for Meier. That's my kind of trade. Yeah.
Force trade.
So I think press X to force trade through. Thank you, Green. I think that, or Tom Fitzgerald. Appreciate your hospitality and kindness. I do think though that Nemec is probably available. You gotta spend money to make money, and you're not getting Timo Meier for your trash. Every team thinks that they can trade away their trash. Like Shakir and Sharangovic, and then a first that's going to be in the late 20s. No. That none of those guys move the needle. Like it just doesn't do anything. Now, if you said Dawson Mercer. And Shakir and a first. Now we're talking. That's kind of the level where you want. Yep. I still think that's a little light. Maybe throw in Mercer, Shakir, and Sharangovic, but then they're losing two guys that play on their NHL team. That's why I think Nemec, Holtz seems to be Holt on his way out.
Yeah, widely available too. And we know
he also can't skate, which is a big issue. His shot is amazing and his IQ is good. He is Swedish though, and
we know the Holtz and the Eklunds are very close. So, yeah.
Yes. So Nemec, Holtz in a first. I think that would be a very, very good outcome for San Jose. You're getting a blue chip D prospect. He becomes your best prospect probably. Holtz slots into the Eklund Bortolo tier, I think pretty comfortably where he falls on that list. That's up for debate after it's done. Now, would you do Nemec Mercer? I would.
Yeah.
Mercer's good. He just doesn't. There's just a lot of good players in front of him in New Jersey. Like Zetterlin is also a rookie who's taking up his spot. They signed Andre Palat, who I don't even know if he's playing, but they got Hughes, they got Bratt, they got
It's hard for him to kind of crack. It's almost kind of like the Barabanov situation in Toronto, not as where it was just there's no way he's going to kind of crack that lineup at some point. So yeah, I mean you would think that getting to San Jose, he would have basically all the ice time that he wants. For the most part,
you would hope, but I think Nemec Holtz first, Nemec Mercer Holtz first. I think those would be good, and I think you could really focus in on getting Nemich, or Nemich. I'm pretty sure it's Nemich. Focus in on getting that blue chip. He went fourth overall or third, second overall. I think you can really focus in on that and be like, okay, at least we're not setting the franchise back with Yegor Sharangovic as the key piece. Because Sharangovic is basically like a younger Beauvillier. And then Shakir is like a worse Rotu. Yeah. And then you're getting a worse first round pick. That's the problem here, is that the first that you're getting out of these teams is going to be bad, probably. Probably. Unless you can use it to move up.
You can use it to move up. But I mean, I think for the Sharks, though, like, I've willing to bet a lot of money that whatever their second pick in the draft is, if it's either a late first round or their own pick in the second round, they're going to be picking a defenseman, because I know you don't pick for need and stuff like that, but they have no like good defensive prospects, and all the defensive prospects feel kind of middle to late of the round. It feels like you can get a really good defensive prospect in this draft in that middle first, late end of the first or beginning of second. So again, adding more pieces there, and you're hoping that you know you get a good defenseman prospect to fall to you, makes a lot of sense. But again, you know, you look at the Vancouver, they're probably going to have two picks in the, you know, they're going to have a pick in the top 10 this year because they stink. And if the Islanders continue to stink, they're going to have probably a pick, you know, two picks in the top 15 next year type of thing. And the Sharks, if they trade with New Jersey, that jersey is just going to get better. They have a lot of good players, and those guys are just going to continue to get into their own element. So that pick is going to just get worse and worse over the next, you know, year, couple of years. So,
yeah, I mean, you could also take your 37th, 38th pick and that 28th pick and
trade
package them up and move up to like 12, or trade them for a good goalie or something like that. You could do lots of different things.
Yeah.
I don't think getting a first in this draft is bad. It's just people got to remember that, like, they see first and it's like, yeah, and it's going to be in the 20s.
Yeah, that's why I said the Sharks are going to lose the Timo Meier trade, because,
I think there's losing for the sake of losing, and then there's
making the most of it.
Resign here. Yeah. Like, if he doesn't want to sign, you're going to have to trade him. Timo Meier, but if he doesn't want to sign, you have to trade him. And then losing the trade, quote unquote, kind of goes out the window a bit. Obviously, you can do a bad trade and not recover. But anyway.
All right. Give me a couple more of your good ones. So,
yeah. Silver medal. This GM, I don't think he's very good, but Seattle's banging down the doors right now. They're awesome. Have they made a big splashy move? No. This could be the first one. Was Shane Wright discussed in a Bo Horvat deal? Rumors say yes. Shane Wright was on the table. If you can trade Timo to Seattle, and nobody complained that Timo is staying in the division or in the West or whatever. That's dumb. The Sharks are bad. They're going to be bad for years. He's going to have no bearing on – it's not like either trading him – it's not like San Jose's second in the Pacific and Seattle's first and they're battling it out. I'm not doing that. San Jose is a ship, is the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean.
Yes.
Brought down possibly by a Kraken.
But
– Shane Wright, they have a right-handed D prospect, Nelson, mm-hmm. who is leading the OHL in shots, not just for defensemen.
Just shots.
For everyone.
For everybody.
In shots. He's an offensive dynamo. He's very unique. Mm-hmm. He's figuring it out. He plays on the Brantford Battalion, who are first, I think, in the NHL. He's good. Shane Wright.
I think Nelson, the North Bay first. Battalion now. Anyway.
North Bay. Yeah, sorry. Yes. I actually lived in North Bay when they moved from Brantford to North Bay.
And you don't recognize them in this house.
Well, they were in North Bay. They were the North Bay Centennial. Then they moved to Brantford, became the Battalion, and then they moved back to North
back
Bay.
To
anyway, doesn't matter.
You don't recognize them in this house.
I'll be long in the cold ground before I recognize Missouri.
Okay, so Shane Wright. Okay.
Nelson first. Sign me up.
You're getting Shane Wright, who was the first pick of the draft literally until like
the
day before the draft, and then he fell to the fourth. And I know the discourse around Shane Wright is like, oh God, you know, whatever, because he wasn't lighting 18. Up the NHL, and you know, and now he's back. Like,
he played 7 minutes a game.
Yeah, it's like
it doesn't matter. He's 18. He was supposed to go one.
And then
New Jersey took their pants at the last second and just picked a player. And then Logan Cooley was always 100 million trillion percent going to Arizona. There was
they didn't scout anybody else.
They literally just were like, we're taking Logan Cooley. And if he's not there, I don't know what we're doing. Then Shane Wright went.
They restart the draft.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You signed up for that Nelson one. Is it Ty Nelson? I can't remember. You can't. Yeah. If they say Shane Wright, but then you got to have a more medium prospect, maybe like a Jagger Furkus.
Furkus is good too. Yeah.
Furkus. But like, what about Shane Wright and I was somebody off, Shane, like,
what if it's just Shane Wright in our first? What if it's just Shane Wright in our first?
I think you take that.
I think you would take that too. Cause I mean, Shane Wright, again, cause we know the Sharks. So you're going to have Shane Wright, basically, you have William Eklund, Shane Wright, and then a top five pick in this draft. Like, what if you get Leo Carlson? What if that's your Shane Wright, Eklund, Carlson is your kind of your guys
top
right
line.
There?
It's your top line.
That's pretty sweet. Or even you have a Carlson Wright as your 1-2 down the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. With Eklund and Bortolo.
With Eklund and Bortolo. Yeah. Bortolo is your 3C, and then you have, yeah. That's yeah.
Just move him to wing at that point.
But I still think Eklund or I think Bortolo is better center. But I mean, you could even just move Carlson to wing. Like he played wing at World Juniors right next to Bystedt. Yeah, and he was good at that. So yeah,
Eklund, Bystedt, Carlson, all Swedish all the time.
The Swedish mafia is coming. Let's do it.
That would be sick. I think if Shane Wright's on the board, you work out a deal for Shane Wright because much like Nemec,
the talent
you're probably gonna get a better prospect coming back to you. Like when we get to the Rangers, Vitali Kravtsov is a worse prospect. He's been around the block. Would I like? Yes. With other pieces. When you get to Shane Wright, I think you just kind of what if they offer like Shane Wright and I don't even know, like hold on. I forgot to look at the roster. Shane Wright, a second or something like that, and some guys off their roster, like a Oliver Bjorkstrand. Morgan Geeky. There we go.
Yeah. Something like
that. He's a young guy.
But yeah, I think if you can get Shane Wright.
If you're trading Timo Meier, you don't want to know. Morgan Geeky's 24.
Yeah. That makes sense. More Geeky can play for you right now. And if you've got something, yeah, makes sense. So
Eli Tolvanen.
Who's just on waiver wires.
Like one of these young guys, right?
Yeah.
Y'all, that seems to be the Sharks thing, is trading for guys that are just on waivers. But like right Tolvanen and some picks. Like what's really wrong with that? You know what I mean? Right Cale Fleury and something else. Like I don't really like Cale Fleury that much, but really when Wright is on the board.
Yeah, I think Wright's the centerpiece of that. Yep. I would do that.
So those two are the trades I kind of want. Do you have to do another ad?
No, go ahead. Give me like two more kind of other ones. Yeah.
Okay. Buffalo.
Okay. The Sabres. They're already getting traded. I've already heard they're trading for Eric Karlsson this summer because they're the only ones who have cap space to do it. But yes,
they can actually just fit him in.
They can just fit him
in. Plus, he's Swedish. They can put him with Dolan. But yeah. Listen to these guys: Jack Quinn, JJ Paterka, Devin.
That's Levi's the guy.
Goalie, Matt Savoy, Peyton Krebs. That's a lot. That's a lot of guys. Obviously, you're not getting Tage Thompson. No, it's just.
But if you get Paterka, you're not getting
Owen Power.
You and I
you're not getting Rasmus Dahlin. Oh, Paterka,
You and I loved Paterka. Bang the table to get Paterka. Yeah.
Paterka, Krebs, and a first. That's two young guys and a first. Buffalo can slot in their first or second best forward, depending on how you feel about Tage Thompson. Away they go, make the playoffs. What about Paterka, Savoy? Savoy's little though, so I don't know that.
And the Sharks wanted to draft Savoy. They were going to draft Savoy last year at 11. It was Savoy and Krasinski. Those were the two that they wanted. Neither was available. They moved back. So if Savoy's on the table,
is that confirmed?
That is like 99%. That's the rumor. Is that those were the two guys that they wanted? Was Savoy and Krasinski at 11? Neither one was available, so they traded back.
So what if they do Savoy, a first, and then some other stuff to really flesh out?
That's the basis of the... Yeah, pick one of your other, you know, NHL, you know, kind of young NHL guys in there. That's your, yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know if we do, at that point, Krebs, but like Matthias Samuelson. You know what I mean? Interesting. Matt Savoy.
Matt Savoy. I know they liked Matt Savoy a lot, so. Yes.
Huh. You could even take Casey Mittelstadt off their hands, but he, I guess he's playing a little bit better this year. Yeah, Matt Savoy in a first, and then flush it out with some other prospects. Matt Savoy's a game breaker. That dude would be the best prospect probably
on the Sharks. Yeah,
below Eklund. Yeah, on the Sharks. But
one,
like,
two, yeah, yeah, 1-2 between one A, one B, and then yeah, until they draft whoever they draft this year, because I assume whoever they draft in the 2023 draft is going to be the best prospect in their draft class. Like, so yeah.
Yeah, because if they're getting Bedard, Fantilli, Carlson, Sale, Benson, Jaeger, Michkov,
Will Smith,
Andrew Kristall, or whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah.
Will Smith. Yeah, yeah. I demand to be on the Kobe Barlow talk show. He's from my hometown.
Okay.
Drive and joy. But I don't know. Is Buffalo going to part with Matt Savoy? I think it's more likely than Jack Quinn.
Yeah.
JJ Paterka tore up the AHL last year. JJ Paterka and first and some other stuff. Like, I think there's a lot of good pieces in Buffalo. Yeah. And Devin
Levi, more flexible to, yeah, it's more flexible to make a trade work with them, because you're not, yeah, you're like, oh, can I get, like, they know they're going to have to, like, one, they're not going to be able to pay all these guys eventually, right? You're going to get to a point, almost like the Sens, right? Where they're getting to that point where it's like, we have to start paying for all these dudes that we've been drafting high. You're going to have to try to kind of trade, you know, consolidate some of those and maybe trade them for big pieces like a Timo Meier type of thing. So that, yeah.
Exactly. You establish the war chest. And
like the Kings have been doing, right?
The war chest.
Yeah. Like the Kings, they traded for Kevin Fiala. You know, they realized last year they were a little ahead of the curve. Okay. Let's go ahead and kind of jump on this. Trade for Kevin Fiala. We've drafted well. Let's, you know, use some of these pieces, some of these prospects to add, you know, top end talent like a Kevin Fiala. So
and Buffalo can re-sign Timo
easily.
Does Timo want to live in Buffalo? It doesn't really matter, because that's
a, if you're getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, true. They can just slot him in and pay him money. Yep. It doesn't matter. But I think I like a lot of the prospects on Buffalo. If you're not getting Wright or Nemich, I think Buffalo would be my go-to. Like, New Jersey after Nemich, well, just kind of Hughes after Nemich, I don't really like New Jersey as much, because Alex Foltz can't really skate all that well. You'd have to offer a lot. After Shane Wright in Seattle, I don't really want Jaeger, Furkus, and Nelson and stuff like that. They'd be fine, but that's like a real middling package. I think Buffalo can offer a lot of the guys that you want, especially if they're going to give you two young guys and some stuff. But from there,
it gets kind of...
It gets more sketchy. I think Dallas, because you can maybe pry Logan Stankoven out of them.
Which would be sweet.
They also have Christian Kyrou, who's a right-handed D, but he's more of like that B-tier prospect. Wyatt Johnston is on their roster. Would like him, but are they going to trade him? I don't know. But you can do maybe try to get like Maverick Bork and Thomas Harley in a first. Not really for me. Toronto? No. Not because I hate Toronto, but here's their top prospects. Matthew Nyes, don't care. Nick Robertson, bust.
He's dead.
Topi Niemelä, who cares? The only way that a Toronto deal, I would want Liljegren or Sandin and Matt Nyes and a first and something else.
And, yeah, just keep adding ands.
Well,
yeah.
Like, give me one of those good young defensemen, Liljegren or Sandin, and then give me Matt Nyes, your top prospect, and a first, and we'll talk. Because like, they don't really have anything else. Are they going to be able to even re-sign him? No. So Toronto, get out of here. Boston, again, same problem. They have a shit-ass pool.
Yeah, they have
Fabian Leissel and Mason Lowry. After that, there's nothing.
Yeah. So
you can get Brandon Bussey, which is just really funny if you're ages of like 12 to 25.
No, that's just funny to us still, too. So
yeah, so like they do have Keezer, who is in the AHL, who's like a solid AHL goalie, but I don't really think that moves the needle. Matthew Poitras is B's across the board. That falls into the problem. If you get Mason Lowry and Matthew Poitras and a first, that first is going to be bad. Poitras is like basically a Robbins, which no offense, but they already have those. And then Lowry, who cares? So
yeah, you're just adding to the murkiness that is the Sharks prospect pool in the middle.
Exactly. And this is the same thing with Tampa. They also have a bad Tampa, Boston, Toronto, bad prospect pools. Like Jack Thompson and Hugo Agnefeld. Like there's so much better out there. I do think that an interesting case before we go. Two quick interesting cases. Carolina, they have Petr Kochetkov, who is sick. He obviously won Rookie of the Month. He's awesome. Would they part with Piotr to bring in Timo Meier? I don't know. But if they say yes, you're basically getting your starting goalie of the future in Petr Kochetkov.
Yep. And you know, right now, too, with Carolina, right, with Patches being out for the rest of the season now, like – that was going to be their kind of trade deadline move, was just bringing back Patches, and with him being out, do they try to make a splash move right now to compete with Boston and everybody else in the East? Like,
and Greer has made a trade with them before. They're familiar, obviously, but Scott Morrow is their top prospect. He's a right-handed D. He's
somehow the Sharks have to retain more Brent Burns money in this trade.
It'd be funny if all their trades were just retained with Carolina. Yeah. But Scott Morrow is a right-handed D. He's their top prospect. Get Scott Morrow. Get a first, if they even have a first. Can you pry Seth Jarvis off them?
Mm.
Scott Morrow, Seth Jarvis, a first. How do you feel about that?
Mm. I don't know if you're going to be able to pry Seth Jarvis out of their hands. But
they have a lot of young guys. They have Jack Drury. They have Jameson Reese. Like Scott Morrow, Jameson Reese, some sort of roster player and a first, like, is that doing it for you? I think it's better than like
we're missing training. Ryan Dzingel sitting right there, buddy.
Trade back for Brent Burns. But I think there's, if you can get Scott Morrow and then get one of these other young guys, Jameson Reese, Jack Drury, Seth Jarvis, I think there's something there with Carolina. And the other interesting one is the Rangers. Because let me tell you, they have certain you could get Lafreniere or Kako.
Yeah, poor. They're, them seeing David Quinn again, though. Just
yeah, I mean, that's the problem. Yeah. But they have
they're Kravtsov. Not rookies anymore.
They have Lafreniere. They have Kravtsov. They have Lafreniere. They have Kako. And then in the minors, they have Brennan Hoffman. They have Zach Jones, who's left-handed D. They have Adam Sikora. They have a goalie prospect in Dylan Garand. There's something there with the Rangers. And Timo would probably re-sign with the Rangers. That seems like a place he would like to live. Could you get Lafreniere from them? Lafreniere and Dylan Garand in a first or something like that?
Yeah.
Lafreniere's been underwhelming. I don't think they're going to trade Kapo Kakko. And Kapo Kakko is very outspoken about David Quinn.
Yeah, like, and you know,
if it,
yeah, Lafreniere, I think, again, like, I mean, we'll see with David Quinn. But, yeah, like, he's not having to, again, fight a lot of guys for ice time when he gets to Santa's.
Yeah, he's still got good underlying numbers in certain areas. He's like, there's still something there. But like, if it's Kravtsov, Adam Sikora and a first, I don't really want that. Like, Kravtsov hasn't panned out. Like, is he going to pan out in San Jose? Maybe, but like, you can't set the franchise back that far. The only other team I had down was the Jets. You could do something like Rucker, McGroarty, Vinny Heinola.
Brad Lambert's right there.
Yeah, but are they going to trade Brad Lambert? Oh, maybe after his disappointing World Juniors. But Brad Lambert, Vinny Heinola, and a first. Matthias Salomonsson is a right-handed D that they could grab. But Heinola seems to be persona non grata now. He's just never gotten a shot, so you could probably use a left-handed D, but he's good.
Do the Chaz Sharks Lucas trade Mikey Acemont back to the Jets in this, though? Now that he's
why not? Who cares?
Timo Meier and Mikey Acemont to the Jets, because now Mikey Acemont is good. He's only good in San Jose now.
I should have said this at the top. You should cut this in at the top somehow. Everybody who tells me that the Sharks have 50 players in their max, so they can't just trade for three players, that literally doesn't matter.
You just add players back.
Yeah, you literally just say, hey, to get this deal done, you have to take our 50th and our 49th player, and then you can do whatever you want with them. Or you just cut their asses. You put them on waivers. You do anything.
Yeah, like it does not guys matter. Like that's where you could trade guys like Adam Raska or some, you know, guys like that who are just like whatever. It's fine. Just
dudes. Yeah. Just trade Andrew Agostino for future considerations. Who cares?
Yeah. You can easily move contract. Like it's fine. Like yeah, you could just trade a guy for future for considerations, or yeah, you just throw him into the deal. Like yeah, it's fine. Who cares?
If they can't do it, you do something else. Like there's no being at the 50 roster cap. It is not going to be a barrier for trading Timo Meier. It's just going to maybe give us an extra day to do something else. And everybody's willing to take somebody. Like, I mean, if it comes down to it and Timo deals being held up and they need to trade Bonino out, just trade him. Who cares? Don't wait for the deadline. But yeah, the 50 roster cap is fake. Don't worry about it.
It's fine. But it'll be fine.
I think there's some intriguing stuff out there for Timo Meier if he's going. Mm-hmm. Do I want to see him go? No. If he doesn't want to sign, you got to do something.
Yeah. All right. So February 1st, we're recording this. February 1st, is Timo Meier a San Jose Shark on March 4th?
No.
No? You think he gets traded?
It's February 2nd, but anyway.
Not in the future.
I'll let you know. Let's record March 23rd, and I'll let you know if he's still a Shark on March 24th.
Yeah. Well, the trade deadline is March 3rd, so I should hopefully know by then.
Do you think he's gone by the deadline?
I'm 60-40 that he goes. So, but
Do you have any knowledge of the situation?
I have no knowledge of the situation. I'm just like you, a guy on reading stuff on the internet. So
it really sucks that our inside deadline kind of went away.
Just the guy reading stuff on the internet. I think 60-40 goes. I think though we will see. I would be surprised after the All-Star break we see a hard pitch from the Sharks coming through. Like, hey, here, you know, because I think
they haven't been hard pitching them already. What are they doing?
Well, I mean, this like we saw after last year with Hurdle, right, where it ramped up after the and then he got signed.
I guess after he comes back from the All Star break, you say it's nut cutting time. Let's get down to brass tacks. Are you in or you out? What's it gonna take?
Yeah, let's make some tiny business here.
Oh, my least favorite thing. That's a tiny bit of business. Great,
tiny bit awesome. Of business here, but no, I mean it sounds like it's gonna be about $9 million somebody asking for.
I mean, it's not a lot.
It's not like it's a $3 million raise for Timo Meier, and I like if you're paying him $9 million to be a 35.
What does Bonino make?
Huh?
What does Bonino make?
Like 2.5.
There you go. Perfect. You're giving him the Bonino contract. Fill in some random slug.
Yeah, you have plenty of – yeah. So, I mean, if it's $9 million and you have a guy who's going to score probably 40 goals for you for the next, like, 3 years, and then you're probably going to start tailoring down to 25 to 30 goals for the next couple years after that, I think $9 million is worth it. So, but, yeah, it's all up to Timo Meier if he wants to stay. So, that's going to be it for today. Kyle, where can the people find you?
Australia,
yeah. How was the Australian Open?
It was great. I'm wearing the hat I got there. They just give stuff away for free. It was great. Tennis is dope. It was very drunk, most of it. But you can bring your own in Australia. You can bring your own food into stadiums and drinks. That's like, not alcohol, but So people just like have like the people in front of us. The one dude like housed half a watermelon. We just like made sandwiches. People are eating pizza.
I just pictured Homer in the back of the pig truck eating the watermelon.
my dad is not some fat crazy food monster. Oh, do they have raspberry? He's reaching back. Also in that scene, multiple people die when he drives on the side of the power plant. There's people hanging off the side, and then the truck goes over on the side and the people are underneath. A long history of random characters people. Dying in canon, not just Halloween episodes. Like when they're leaving, the best one is when they're leaving the Civil War reenactment site, and it's like, hey, those kids are trying to learn for free, and they start running. I think it's Uter can't make it, and then it cuts away the last second, they all gather around him, and they all have their clubs. They all use their guns like clubs, and they have them in the air, getting ready to beat the shit out of the child. Really funny. Really, really good. I've been watching a lot of Simpsons recently. It's good. Yes, I like it.
Good for you. Good for life. Of course,
good for him.
Yes. So yeah, Kyle, you can find that Kyle Demetrius. You can find me on Twitter at @MyFryHole. And then of course the show is on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Locked On Sharks. Listen wherever you get podcasts. We're still, I got to pay for that Martin Jones buyout still. You can listen Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, and watch on YouTube as well. Until Monday. Bye, friends.
Yeah.